Time lost, overworked and distraction economy. In today's world, our work lives are constantly bombarded with distractions. This distraction economy is a culprit in causing lost time and excessive workloads. Many find themselves caught up in tasks that add little value to their work, draining precious hours and resources. The toll on the economy is staggering, with billions lost due to wasted time. Research shows that a whopping 80% of people are now logging in after hours and on weekends to keep up with their workload. This constant grind is taking a toll, leading to chronic stress for many. Lots of methods and tools promise to boost productivity. But here's the thing, most of them don't deal with the real issue which causes chronic stress and distraction. People struggle because they can't figure out what tasks are truly important. Productivity breeds space for priorities. Many folks seek to boost their productivity to breeze through tasks faster, hoping to free up time for what truly matters to them. While this strategy may work in factories with repetitive tasks, it falls short in knowledge work, where challenges constantly shift. In the quest for success, many aim for greater productivity, often interpreted as achieving more profit, and more clients, leading to an ever-growing workload. However, true productivity should offer freedom, the ability to concentrate on tasks without distractions, to enjoy quality time with loved ones without work looming over, to be flexible with plans, and to allow the mind to recharge. Let's talk about what's important to you in life and at work. Consider questions such as how many hours are you cool with putting in each week? Are weekends on the table for you, or do you prefer to keep them free? Assess proficiency and passion to progress through your path. To boost your productivity, figure out what tasks you spend your time on and where they fit in terms of interest and skill. There are four zones to consider: drudgery, disinterest, distraction, and desire. Tasks in the drudgery zone are those you neither enjoy nor excel at. The disinterest zone covers tasks you're good at but don't find enjoyable. The distraction zone includes tasks you love doing but aren't very good at. These tasks are tough to let go of because they energize you, but they end up wasting your time because you lack the necessary skills. To free your full potential, focus most of your time on tasks that ignite your passion and proficiency. These tasks fall into what we call the desire zone. As you grow personally and professionally, some tasks will shift into the development zone. This categorization helps you map out your freedom compass, guiding you toward spending more time in the desire zone. By eliminating, delegating, or automating tasks in other zones, you free up more time for what truly drives you. Revitalize with sleep, eat, move, connect, play, reflect, unplug. Forget about burning the midnight oil. Studies have shown that putting in more than 50 hours a week at work doesn't make you more productive. Instead of overloading yourself with extra hours, focus on boosting your energy levels. Not getting enough sleep is like being drunk. It messes up your decisions and focus and makes you prone to mistakes. Your diet and exercise habits also shape your body and brain. Stick to natural foods, drink water regularly, and make exercise a routine. Hang out with people who lift you. They can boost your energy. Doing activities unrelated to work gives your brain a break and recharges you. For instance, playing games engages different parts of your brain and helps you unwind. Take breaks to reflect and switch off from work completely to stay focused on the big picture. Manage time like money, it's limited. Think of your time like money. Just as you budget your finances, you should budget your time wisely. It's easy to say yes to every request, but remember, every time you agree to something, you're saying no to something else. For instance, saying yes to a work dinner might mean saying no to spending time with your family. To succeed, know what matters most and focus on those tasks and people. Just like managing your money, pinpoint what's crucial and divide your time and effort accordingly. Saying no is key. Think of it as budgeting your resources wisely. Streamline tasks with rituals, templates, processes, and tech. To make your life easier, use automation to handle repetitive tasks effortlessly. Whether you're dealing with things you're not interested in or tasks that feel like a drag, automation can be your best friend. There are four main ways to do this: self, template, process, and tech. Getting into the groove of work can be as simple as establishing a routine. Self-automation, as it's called, is about creating rituals, a set way of doing things that you stick to every time you start your workday. It could be checking emails, catching up on messages, and organizing your tasks and schedule. Think of it as your workday roadmap. Templates are another handy tool. They're like pre-made responses for common tasks, especially for emails. Instead of typing out the same replies over and over, you can use templates to save time. Have you come across process automation? It involves documenting and refining workflows so that they can be easily followed by anyone without your guidance. It's akin to having a step-by-step recipe for every task. Tech automation is all about making your digital life easier. Keyboard shortcuts, email filters, and text expansion software are your best friends here. They help speed up tasks and reduce the mental load on your brain. Delegation requires investment for the payoff. Delegation isn't just about passing on tasks, it's about smartly assigning tasks to those who can handle them best. By investing time in delegation, you'll see big returns. Another way to lighten your workload is by handing off tasks to people who are more passionate and skilled in those areas than you are. When you're passing tasks to others, make sure you're doing it right. Here's how. 1. Figure out what to delegate. Start with the stuff you hate doing, then move on to the things you're not interested in, and finally, the stuff that distracts you. 2. Pick the right person. Give the job to someone who enjoys it or is good at it. If it's boring to you, it might be exciting to them. 3. Explain the workflow. If you know how to do the task, explain it clearly. If not, just tell them what you want the result to look like. 4. Give them what they need. Make sure they have all the tools and access necessary to get the job done. And don't forget to let others know they're taking over. 5. Set boundaries. Be clear about what they're allowed to do. Are they just following your orders, or can they make decisions on their own? 6. Let them work. Once you've explained everything, step back and let them do their thing. No hovering. 7. Keep an eye out, check in now and then to see how things are going. You're still responsible for the outcome, after all. Concentrate on one task. Doing too many things at once can mess with your productivity. When you switch between tasks, it takes around 25 minutes to get back on track. But there's a solution called mega batching. This fancy term just means grouping similar tasks. Think of it like organizing your day into chunks of similar activities, such as meetings, emailing, or working on projects. By planning your ideal week and dedicating chunks of uninterrupted time to similar tasks, you can boost your productivity and creativity. So, focus on one thing at a time and watch your efficiency soar. Plan out your perfect week by dividing your time into batches, ensuring to include breaks and activities outside of work. While your ideal week may not unfold exactly as planned, being proactive about how you allocate your time can bring you closer to your desired schedule. Prioritize your week with the 80-20 rule. When planning your week, focus on the tasks that make a difference. This is the 80-20 rule in action. Around 20% of what you do leads to about 80% of your results. So, instead of getting bogged down in a long to-do list, pinpoint the small number of tasks that push your goals forward the most. This way, you'll spend less time working and still achieve big wins for your business. Prepare for your week with a simple 6-step process. First, reflect on your previous week, noting your successes and any lessons learned. Next, review your lists and notes to see what's still pending. Evaluate your projects and goals progress to stay on track. Then, pinpoint your weekly big three, the three key tasks you aim to accomplish this week. Categorize your tasks by urgency and importance to manage your time effectively. Your weekly big three will guide your daily priorities. Remember to schedule time for recharging to keep your energy levels up. Distractions sabotage progress. Getting distracted can slow you down. Even though it might feel like you're getting more done by doing lots of things at once, switching back and forth between tasks actually makes you less productive. To stay on track, turn off notifications for texts, emails, and calls. You can also let people know when you're not available by setting up automatic messages. Keeping interruptions to a minimum helps you concentrate better and get more done. Taking a break from tough tasks, known as uphill work, can be refreshing and satisfying. To avoid getting sidetracked by social media, use technology to block access. Keep your workspace tidy or switch locations to improve concentration. It's important to build up your ability to tackle challenging tasks, resisting the temptation of downhill work that offers quick satisfaction. With practice, staying focused becomes easier. Key points. 1. Focus on tasks you're passionate about and excel in to boost productivity and satisfaction. 2. Simplify workflow through automation, delegation, and efficient time management techniques. 3. Apply the 80-20 rule to prioritize tasks with the greatest impact on goals and results. 4. Create rituals and routines to streamline work processes and minimize distractions. 5. Schedule regular breaks and prioritize self-care to maintain energy and prevent burnout. 6. Delegate tasks to those with the skills and interests, freeing up time for higher value activities. 7. Stay focused by minimizing interruptions, turning off notifications, and organizing tasks into manageable batches.